It's Thursday, July 26th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese officials have imprisoned North Carolina pastor John Cao since March of last year for his work between Myanmar and China. The Worldview spoke to Gina Go of International Christian Concern about Cao's work.
He has always had a heart for impoverished people, and so when he learned of the poverty and the communities in Myanmar, when he first visited Kachin State years ago, he felt called to help them. Previously, he also built schools in Yunnan, inside China.
Go said Pastor Cao spent years serving the poor before authorities arrested him.
But at that time, the authorities have already been keeping an eye on him. So he went ahead and started to build schools, bring Bibles, bring books to the schools in Myanmar, you know, by crossing the borders many times. And last March, unfortunately, they caught him and accused him of illegal border crossing.
In her testimony before the U.S. State Department's first Religious Freedom Summit this week, Cao's wife Jamie Powell said she has not seen her husband since his arrest and that he has lost over 50 pounds. Please pray that this Christian family experiences the promise of God found in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The 2018 Global Slavery Index, released last week, found about 40.3 million people were living in modern slavery as of 2016, involving forced labor and forced marriages. The worst country for modern slavery, North Korea, is also the leading nation for Christian persecution, keeping about 2.6 million people in enslaved conditions. Multiple other countries on the top 10 for human slavery are also heavy persecutors of the church, including Eritrea, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. 55-year-old bus driver Alan Coote of East London was arrested last week and banned from preaching outside St. Paul's Cathedral after being reported to police by cathedral staff. Now Coote is supporting a campaign by the religious freedom group Barnabas Fund, calling on the UK Parliament to pass a law that allows people to publicly proclaim the Bible. Yesterday, pro-life advocates outside of New Zealand's parliament made a display of 13,285 pairs of baby booties knitted by people across the country. Created by Voice for Life, the display represented the number of babies murdered in the womb last year in New Zealand. This comes in response to a government